Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today is Wednesday, August 11th. On June 1st of this year, Eric Snyder joined Electric Boat as the vice president of the Columbia program. Eric came to us from General Dynamics Applied Physical Sciences, which he joined in September of last year. And before joining APS, Eric served for 34 years in naval reactors. In his last position at NR, he reported directly to Admiral Caldwell as program manager for the Virginia program. So Eric is joining me on the podcast today to talk a little bit about his background. Eric, welcome to the podcast, and let's share with our listeners a bit more about your background.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity to introduce myself to the EB community. I feel like I've grown up here a bit over my 34 years, and it's great to be here. I grew up in a small town in North Carolina near Greensboro. I went to college in Raleigh at NC State. Go Wolfpack. My first year was 1982, and that was the year that the Cardiac Pack made the run all the way through to the championship in men's college basketball. I even got to meet, and I would say I sort of knew Jimmy Valvano there too. So that was an interesting artifact of being there at that time.
And a legend of the men's game, for
and
sure.
A legend of the men's game, absolutely. After I graduated and went to work in D.C. for Naval Reactors, I met and married my wife, Teresa. She's from Chicopee, Mass., so managed to put together the South and the North there. We later had two daughters who are both in college now. I did spend 34 years at Naval Reactors living in the D.C. area. We lived in Northern Virginia. We moved to Gales Ferry last August, and we love, absolutely love, being in southeastern Connecticut.
Well, we love having you here, and you've got a unique background and a detailed understanding of submarine construction, maintenance, and project management that I think is already accelerating EB's performance. So let's talk a little bit about your priorities. You've had two whole months now to soak on all EB has to offer. So let's talk about those priorities.
So first priority is people. I think the shipyard and what we do here is a national treasure and a linchpin in our national defense. And my number one priority is to help steward and take care of the people that make that happen. Critical to that people priority is safety, and that's your priority as well.
It is.
And I am ever more committed to trying to make sure that that we hold each other accountable and that we are generating the safest workplace we can for everyone. And then finally, I'll say, as the vice president of the Columbia program, priority is to deliver USS Columbia 826 in April of 2027. I want to lead the program office to be the bridge where necessary to get the whole shipyard team to make that goal, and we got to do it together. We don't win individually as a program office or as the engineering department or even as the waterfront. We get there together, and so I want to help lead the whole team to achieve that goal.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I think you're absolutely right. Shipbuilding is a full contact team sport. There's no question about it. It takes all 17,000 of us, almost 18,000 of us now, working together from the earliest days in design right through material procurement, planning, and then, of course, the execution on the deck plate. So there isn't any job insignificant here in a shipyard, and it's going to take all of us working together. Hey, let's change topics. I want to talk a little bit about something that just happened here on July 31st when we christened the PCU 795, the Hyman G. Rickover. So we were fortunate to have the Admiral's widow, Mrs. Rickover, take part in our keeling ceremony back in 2018, and sadly, Mrs. Rickover passed away just a few weeks before the christening on July 5th. She served as the ship sponsor for the first Rickover, the 709 boat. And you've got a unique perspective given your time in naval reactors because you knew Mrs. Rickover. So tell us a little bit more about her.
Well, I met Mrs. Rickover several years before, but interacted with her most in the preparations actually leading up to that keel laying for 795, I got to spend quite a bit of time talking with her. In describing her, I'd say most importantly, in her own right, she was an accomplished professional before meeting and marrying Admiral Rickover. She was a Navy nurse, and she was his second wife. His first wife had passed away, and before they got married, she was absolutely devoted to the Admiral, and not in the wait on him kind of way. She was certainly no shrinking violet. And she, I think she shared, I think they shared values that led her to believe in him and his pursuits, and he and hers, you know, in hers as well, especially education. I got to travel with her once to the, there's a magnet school in Chicago named for Admiral Rickover, and to see her there interacting with the children and her interest in just making sure that all that was possible being done for the betterment of their education was inspiring in its own right. She always wanted to talk about what I'll call the more humanitarian or coach mentor kind of side of the Admiral. And though I never worked, I never met the Admiral and didn't know him from folks that I worked with at Naval Reactors, who did work directly for him. It was clear that. On days such as you and your wife had a baby, or people got married, or maybe even sometimes on your birthday, you might find a personal note from the Admiral sitting on your desk, just letting you know that he recognized significant life events, and that's not a side of him that you hear much about. He was certainly dedicated to the hard work that we have to do to deliver. Nuclear-powered submarines, as we do, and that's difficult and requires demanding standards. But he did have a little bit softer side, and she was very, very much about talking about that as often as she could.
Well, great. Thanks for sharing that, Eric. It's something that we don't often get a chance to hear much about, and you know, if we think about since the christening, we're making great progress on Rickover. Down on the pontoon engraving Dock 3, so we're hoping to get a float off here in the next couple of days. And I just to wrap that up, I didn't have the opportunity to meet Mrs. Rickover. That was before my time back here at EB. But from your own account, it's clear she was a very special woman. We learned at the sponsors' dinner and at the ceremony itself, she was a dedicated sponsor to the sailors of the 709 boat, and a tireless preserver of her husband's legacy, as you indicated. So thanks for sharing all that and for taking the time to introduce yourself to the EB team today and talk about your priorities for Columbia. That's it for today, folks, and we'll talk again soon.